Everybody, this is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some wonderful healings with everybody and talk about the light shift. And I guess I'll just describe a little bit to you. I have people asking me what the light shift looks like. Is it really there? Where is it? So I'll kind of describe a little bit here. When you go to the light shift, it is right now invisible to us, okay? It hasn't manifested itself in the third dimension here. But it does go throughout time and space, and it is from creation energy. And when the light shift, when we go to the light shift, let's put it that way, it does materialize to us as a physical location. And then you can also, from that physical location, actually see the universe. You can see stars and planets, etc., from the windows, from the light shift. So it is physical where it is. And when you go there, you're at free choice to select your team of doctors. Each doctor team normally has three, say, light beams. And I'll describe light beams to you so you can kind of understand what that terminology is. All creations, when they're first created, before they leave the light shift, they are in the light beam form. And so everybody at that point is the same energy, but with a certain frequency of their creation. And then from there, once you leave the light ship, then you go to your home base energy. And so everybody who is conceived and who have left the light ship at the exact same time will be, in a sense, what they term down here as soulmates. So I just see it a little differently, but that's kind of how it would be. And so you could have a home base energy, and that energy then would be another physical location where you go to and you experience life there in between your incarnations. And then you leave that location and you pick a life form, just like what you did here, picking a physical body. And then from there, each time you leave that physical body, so the body passes away, then from there you have the choice to either typically stay, but typically you won't be doing that. You go back to your home base energy and then decide where you want to go to. So you're free to go there after each incarnation and any time in between. Now, your other half of you, which is your twin flame energy, also resides on your home base energy. And so your home base is where you actually are through incarnations. And in other places besides this here, you can call upon your twin flame energy to come and assist you. And so then you feel much more empowered. So everyone here on this planet, unless they're connected to their twin flame energy energetically, or unless they have their twin flame energy physical, and there's only, about 200 people here on this planet who actually have a twin flame energy that incarnated at the same time in a physical body. And so typically, since that's not the case, your twin flame energy is what you would use to help yourself out of situations if you need additional spiritual guidance. And plus, your main guidance, too, is up on your home base energy. This is all the people that incarnate with you. So you're like a group of people. So that's kind of how the home base energy works. Down here, unfortunately, because the dark side did not want you to have your twin flame energy, number one, so you always have a part of you that's missing. You're only half whole. And the next thing is that they don't allow you to go to your home base energy. So you don't have any real, true spiritual guidance. So what they have done is that they have created for you, remember I said the darkness always mimics the light. So they created what we call here a soul family, which is what you go to on the earth plane, okay, after you pass on. So that's equal to the home base energy. And then they also, created, the extra energies here, and you may think you have a twin flame energy or a soulmate or and a soulmate. And some people think that they have actually a twin flame when it's really a soulmate energy. And these are the energies that you incarnated here onto the planet Earth. And so typically your soul family here is all the people that you came to when you incarnated the first time here. They're with you, much like on the higher, you know, dimensions off of the creation light ship, that would be called your home base energy. So they kind of duplicated everything. But unfortunately, most people here have no way to connect to their twin flame energy, so you always feel kind of abandoned in the inside of you because you don't have that connection. And then you definitely don't have spiritual guidance because you're unable to go to it. You do have, that's your home base energy. You do have your little, people talk about their small little silver cord, but that cord doesn't have enough energy coming to you. It's just enough to keep you living here, to keep enough energy going to your spirit. So it's very hard to use that for a large amount of energy flowing into your body, and that does go to your home base energy. So actually, your divine connection, if you want to call it that, using terminology earth-based here, you know, your connection to God would be your home base energy. So I hope that's kind of helpful to all of you. So we'll ask Sylvia to come on here, then we'll do a chakra alignment and a heart centering. So Sylvia, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome everybody. Great to be with you on this Friday night, and we're talking about heart consciousness this week, and tonight we're talking about seeing through the eyes of the heart. And I guess before we really get into talking about that, we'll get into our hearts better by having a wonderful chakra alignment and opening and a heart drop, and then we'll get more into our topic.
Okay, so we'll first do a chakra alignment. And this is so that your body can get energized, and you're going to have a lot more energy flowing into your body and into your body organs. So here we go. Going to your heart chakra first. That's heart. That's number four. And the chakras go from the seventh chakra, which we don't work with. That's outside of your body. And then it goes down from your head, we'll say, and down to your feet. And basically, we stop at the bottom of the spine, which is number one. But so we go from your sixth chakra, which is your forehead, that's inside of your body realm, and down to the first, which is your tailbone. So we're now going to the heart center and going to do some work there so that it's positioned properly, proper orientation, so it'll give you the maximum amount of energy for your body. There we go. Perfect. Now we're going to go up one chakra to number five, your throat chakra. Okay. So the heart is your love energy. Your throat is how you communicate with people. There we go. That's perfect. And now we'll go to your sixth chakra. So that's, we'll say, is your intuition. There we go. And now we're going to drop back down and go to your third chakra, which is in your solar plexus. This is what you call your power chakra. So we'll just say that's for your personal power. Number three, that looks fine. Good. Now we're going to go to your second chakra. That's just below your navel. And that's used for creativity. Some people call it their sexual chakra. Okay. And now we'll go to, that's perfect. Now your base chakra. And that's how you kind of view life. That's the base of your tailbone. And that one's fine. So we're going to do an opening now for everyone. So the opening will allow the chakra to be larger in diameter, and it will also allow you to have more energy flow in your body. So here we go, heart chakra. Now use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go to your fifth chakra, the throat. Spin, 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 open. Everybody feels really in tune tonight. Sixth chakra, your forehead. Spin, 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 intuition. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going back down to the third chakra, solar plexus. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll go down to the second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. There we go. And if you want to have them opened up more, we'll do that right now. Right now, they're about body width for everyone, and that's normally what you need. Most chakras are, I'll say, probably a couple-inch diameter. And you can check it out if you wish. If you have a pendulum, just have someone lay down, and if you can use the pendulum, just put it over each chakra, and the pendulum will start to turn. There's some school of thought that it has to go a certain direction. I don't believe in it myself, just so it turns evenly and has a nice full circle. And the more energy you're running, the larger it's going to be. And if you're out of your body, it won't work, which is a good indication about spiritual energy. So here we go. I'm going to open your chakras up further now. And if you're too sensitive by noise around you or something, you may want to just ask your body, ask your spirit to make it a little bit smaller for you, this energy pathway around your body, this energy vortex. You want to close it down a little bit if that's needed. If not, it'll be opened up quite nicely for you, probably about twice body width here. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. There. So how's that feel, Sylvia?
Feels great. I really like it when you do that double opening. I think that probably helps people really feel their chakras expanding. And
let's do it one more time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So here we go. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So we'll just do a little bit more here with the chakras. I'm kind of picking up to work on people's knees. So naturally, every joint has a chakra in it. So if you had a knee injury, your knee won't have energy flowing below the knee. Let's say that you hurt your knee, maybe you twisted your knee, something like that, had an operation on your knee and you didn't restore that chakra energy, then everything below the knee will be very limited as far as energy. So we're going to go to your right knee now, and this is what I'm shown to do right now. Maybe people out there have knee injuries, I don't know, but we'll go to your right knee and move the chakra around so it's positioned properly. Wonderful. And we'll open that chakra up now. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. Go to your left knee. Move that chakra around so it's in the right direction. Perfect. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. We'll go down now to the ankles. So right ankle. A lot of people have ankle problems. Here we go. You know, move that chakra around so that it's working properly. There we go. Spin, 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 open. And left ankle, move that one around so it's facing the right direction for your body. Perfect. Spin, 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 open. There. Now you may have a lot more energy in the bottom of your feet and through your legs. Okay, so next we're going to do the heart drop here. I mean the mind drop into the heart. The heart doesn't drop. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to take your consciousness, your mind, your waking consciousness, if you want to call it your ego self, whatever, the part that talks to you. I'm going to drop that down into your heart center so you can be heart-centered here. So here we go. So you want to visualize, think about the 10th floor being your consciousness and the first floor being your spirit and your heart. So here we go, dropping down like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. And I guess next we'll do an entity clearing for everyone. So this is helping you to regain your spiritual energy. And this you should be doing daily, maybe 2-3 times a day yourself. So we're going to be releasing entities out of you. So if you're not with me on this program, what you want to do, you want to command your spirit to release entities out of you and just kind of maybe if you want to just work with your body, maybe work from, say, your above your shoulders, get entities out of there, then go maybe down from your shoulders down to your, maybe your solar plexus, get them out of there, and maybe from there down to your waist, you know, just pick a way of doing it. And command your energy of your spirit to do this for you. Because they have to leave before you can come back into your body. Because they're holding space. It's like having a full cup of water. You can't pour any more into it. Remember, if you're not home, who is? Well, somebody else. Or something else. So here we go. We're doing this the release right now. I'm going to bring you more into your body. And you're coming in right now. We're cleaning your spirit. That has to be done. Number one, to allow you to enter your body. And your spirit may not want to even come back because it was in trauma when it left. So, you know, it's that old saying, been there, done that. So we're clearing it now. And there we go. And going to have it come into your body. So we're going to command it back in. So here we go. You can be coming in your body properly. First, before we do this, though, you might be in your body wrong. Okay? This happens through crash landings. You come in your body really quickly. You get startled. You jump. You're out of your body. The jumping is when your spirit makes contact with you. So we're going to take you out momentarily now and put you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. If you felt a shift in energy in your body, you were in your body crooked, upside down or something. And so you were not in your body properly. So now you're, the old part of you is in right. Now we're going to bring in the new part of you. So here we go. These are fragments that left in the now. And we have many, many nows. So here they come. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bringing more of you back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Now we'll do some more entity clearing here. Okay. There we go. Okay. More of you is going to be coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so like I mentioned on other shows, your spirit normally does not want to come into your body fully. So basically, it only go into the waist area and above. It doesn't really want to be using the term grounded fully into your body. So what we're going to do is have your spirit, which is the command, come in through your feet. And this is going to allow you to get more spirit energy into your legs. Remember, your spirit is a conduit for healing. If it's not on your legs, then what's going to heal you? Nothing. So here we go. We're going to take you out of your body, and you're going to come in now through the bottom of your feet, coming up, ankles, knees, waist, solar plexus. Now you're in your body. We're going to take you out again. Have your spirit come in through the bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, hips, waist, good, okay. Do it again. So coming out, and now coming in. Wonderful. And out, and in. Make it a little dizzy. Just hang on. Out, and in. 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 So I guess you might be asking the question, well, gee, doesn't my spirit know that it needs to come into that part of my body? Well, you have to look at it another way. Your spirit always goes by what you think, in a sense, okay? How you perceive the way your life is working, and it's always in perfection. So if you don't squawk, you know, it's the old saying, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. So if you don't do any complaining, then nothing will happen. So this is the way it works, and the divine feels the same way, because they won't interfere with what you're going through in your life. Everything is in perfection. So you have to kind of understand and know a few simple things about how to command the energy. This is what you know, I'm here to do, is to help you so you can understand this more fully. And you know, you want to regain your spiritual identity, and this is one way you can do that. We'll do one other exercise here, and then we'll go into our topic here. I want to have everyone write down an affirmation. This will get you more into your body too, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And so I'll just talk a little bit about this here as you're writing this down. So what you want to do is put your hands together like you're doing a prayer in front of your heart center. And as you move your hands apart, as your palms are facing each other, you're going to find a location as you bring your hands back in. And go up maybe like 2 feet apart. And then bring your hands in slowly. And you want your body to tell you this. This is not a mental exercise. So you're going to feel, it's like making this little chi ball in front of you. You've probably seen people do that. You're going to feel like a ball being compressed, like a spring. And at some point, you're going to feel where this tension has resistance. And just kind of stop there. And then what I want you to do is to move your hands apart about a foot further. Still, you have your palms facing each other. And then as they go fully out, then you want to say the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy. And then after you say that, just bring your hands together. What you do not want to do is to wiggle your hands back and forth like you're a couple of fans, because that way you're strictly using your energy to sample and to actually play with the energy. You're not trying to play with it. You want to increase it. So we're going to move our hands apart now. And together we can say this, and it starts right now. I now increase my life force energy, and now move your hands in, and you can feel the ball tension. Now pull them back an extra foot or so. Come back in again, and say, I now increase my life force energy. Move them out, and I'll say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. Bring them in again, and you should feel this ball expanding. For myself right now, I'm like fully out alongside of me. If I was against the wall, my hands would be against the wall also. My palm chakra is facing outward. So let's do this about 10 times to get everybody really charged up. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. Again, have to say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. Again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 And last time, I now increase my life force energy. So typically, you should feel your body heating up. You might feel tingles, and that's all the signs that you're getting a lot of energy flowing into your body. So right now, you are plugged in. If you do any healing work, I don't recommend doing healings with your energy by sampling with your palm of your hands. If your body weighs or less, forget it. You're going to be taking on people's stuff. And if you're overcharged a whole bunch, then you will not be able to be connected or corded by other people too. So it's always nice to be charged up fully. So this is good to do if you're driving your car and it gets late at night and you get a little bit tired. Just do this. You may get some extra miles out of driving safely. So anyway, Sylvia, I guess we'll turn it over to you here.
Okay. Well, thank you for all that wonderful healing and help, getting all of us centered in our hearts, and that goes wonderfully with what we're talking about heart consciousness and seeing through the eyes of the heart. And it's interesting when you are really in your body and really connected to yourself and in your heart, when you look out through your eyes, it really feels very different than when you're maybe not really in your body, or when you're ego consciousness is in charge, and then you kind of look out through your eyes and tend to see things either in a more judgmental way or maybe a more fearful way. But when you get really beautifully heart-centered and you look out from your eyes, it tends to be a whole new view of life and a much more beautiful, peaceful, and loving view. And Ron, you know, you've told us many times about how the light beings on the Creation Light Ship work only in heart energy, and about how, when we get really heart-centered, it's like having our ears on our heart, our voice on our heart, and our eyes on our heart. So could you talk a little bit about that and what it really means to have your eyes on your heart?
Yes, when your eyes are on your heart, you know, once you drop down, then you're going to start seeing things in a more divine way. Where you want to get to in your life is to just watch life go in front of you. You're naturally going to respond to, you know, life itself, but you're not going to get tied into issues, other people's issues. This is why, you know, I always do the emotional healings for people. It's the most beneficial thing you can have in your life as far as healing. But basically, you're not in judgment. You're in discernment, because you have to have discernment. So, but you're not going to be judging. So when you look out at things, it'll have a whole different content to you. What I'm going to do is bring in the energy. We're going to do two energies. This is going to be very interesting. This is the light ship we'll be helping with. All the healings that are provided are done by the light ship itself, by these beautiful divine light beings. We're going to bring in the energy of a cactus, okay? And we'll bring it in with mind energy. And naturally, if you've ever been around a cactus, you probably got stuck by it. So you may have some reaction when you think about a cactus, about having this maybe thorn or whatever in your finger. And so typically, you're going to look at it with your mind energy, and your mind's going to tell you automatically that this cactus is kind of dangerous and you shouldn't get close to it because it could poke you. Okay? So we're going to bring in this cactus energy with that connotation, okay? So it's going to come to you now, and you're going to be using mind energy to sample in the observation mode, just looking at it here, and how your past thoughts were on a cactus, okay? And if you kind of put your hand out in front of you a little bit, you may sort of feel the prickliness, maybe as your hand is kind of like touching those cactus points, okay, which could hurt you, okay? So just kind of visualize a cactus and kind of, you know, have your mind show you what it's like to get hurt, okay? Because you have memories of this, I'm sure. Unless you had my emotional clearing, then you may just be a cactus without any trauma as you look at it. But to most people who haven't, you're going to feel that there is an opposition there because you have an internal knowing that it's not good to get too close to this thing, okay? So you probably all have it right now. Now what we're going to do is drop you into your heart center. So now we're going to take away the mind energy and make sure that you're all in your heart center. So we'll just drop you down again here. So here we go. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. We're all in our heart center now. Now what I want you to do is to do the same thing, but now your eyes, instead of being in your head, are in your heart. And I want you to look at this cactus. And you're going to notice that all the barbs are not on the cactus any longer. And you're going to feel this just wonderful, divine heart connection to how this cactus really would like to help you. This pure love energy. And I'll just put some music on here for a little bit and just let you do an exploration here of this wonderful cactus by looking at it through your eyes of your heart as it connects heart to heart with you as a divine being. Thank you. how's that, Sylvia?
It was really neat. It was very interesting, the difference between the two. And, you know, the second time with the heart energy, I put my hands out again, and it was just, like, completely soft and this beautiful feeling, you know. It was very different.
It's interesting how they use the word nursery, you know, to get plants.
Yeah.
And then, yet, that's where people go, you know, that's what nursery when you're born. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, when you go to a nursery now, if you were to look at cactuses, you may have a whole different outlook on them if you connect heart to heart. And each one, each variety would be a different flavor of the divine, a different frequency of love energy. So if you do have cactuses in your house, you might observe what they're really doing for you and what they're giving you. You know, once you get past their outward appearance of, you know, the little poker, you know, needles on them. So, Sylvia, we're going to do one other thing here. And this is slightly different, but when we talk about love energy, I've dealt with some men and also women that somehow they got their chakras confused, okay? How, I don't know, but some people are actually using their sexual energy, their second chakra, into their heart. And then some people put their heart energy into their sexual chakra, which is another, you know, thing that should not be done. So what we're going to do now for all of you is we're going to take out your sexual energy, the second chakra energy, out of your fourth chakra. And so this is a very interesting healing here. So here we go. What I'm going to do now is count to 10. And again, these divine light beings, these beautiful beings that are from the creation light chip are going to help you to release this energy from you. So here we go. We're going to take your second chakra, sexual energy, out of your heart center. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now all that energy is into your second chakra that was in your heart. And now likewise, we're going to take your heart energy out of your second chakra. This shouldn't be there either. So here we go. It's going to be moving up now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. There. Wonderful. So that may be a neat experience for all of you here. Okay, Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it over to you.
Well, I really wanted to get back to the cactus example that you brought in, because I have kind of a neat story about cactus.
Oh, great.
That I heard. There's a very famous horticulturist in, I think, the late 1800s, early 1900s, by the name of Luther Burbank. And a lot of plants and so forth have been named after him. But he was a very spiritual man and very loving, and he had a wonderful garden, and he planted cactus. And he loved his cactus dearly, and he was a person that recognized that plants had consciousness. And so what he did is he would actually go out all the time and talk very gently and lovingly to his cactus and tell them that he loved them and not to worry, and that they didn't need to worry about defending themselves in his garden, because he would protect them and never let anything harm them. And gradually and eventually over a period of years, they actually stopped growing thorns altogether, because they didn't need them at that point. And he was just known for having beautiful cactus as well as roses and all kinds of wonderful plants. So I thought that was really fun when I read that story about him. And yeah, they do the plants and mountains and oceans and all kinds of things have that beautiful consciousness and life force energy in them. And Ron, how about bringing in some of those energies for people to experience?
Okay, so what energies would you like me to bring in, Sylvia?
Well, how about the ocean?
Okay. So let's, since we have people on both sides of the United States here, Let's bring in the energy of the Atlantic Ocean first, and then we'll bring in the Pacific Ocean. So just sit back and relax. So here comes the Atlantic Ocean, and it'll just come into your room where you are. And if you live there, you're going to actually notice that, yeah, it probably didn't feel much different if you're on the beach, okay? Because you won't feel a contrast because you're already living in it. But here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I can feel a change in the room here. Myself, how do you feel it, Sylvia, since we're in California?
I'm feeling like there's tides inside my body right now.
Okay. Okay. And so now we're going to ask the grace energy to come to take this away. And I will do the next sampling here. This will be for the people on the East Coast now to feel the West Coast Pacific energy. So here it comes for you. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There you go. This is what we feel like over here on the West Coast. I'll let that sit with you for just a little bit. And I think we'll bring in the, I guess, the Great Lake energy for everyone. So if you're up in maybe Wisconsin there or, you know, Minnesota, in that area, you're going to probably know what it feels like. Okay, so here we go. We'll bring in the grace energy now. And next we'll bring in the energy of the Great Lakes. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I can feel the energy. It's different than the ocean energies. How do you feel it, Sylvia?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel it very differently in and around my body with the lake versus the ocean.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, if anybody out there is listening and experiencing those energies and would like to comment on that on the fast chat, that would be great.
I'll just do a fast chat comment here. The question was, does anger from someone else hurt me? Yes, definitely it will, yeah. So this is why you want to increase your life force energy. That will protect you also, because if you have a big field around you, it won't penetrate your body. So yes, it definitely can. Remember, that's a psychic attack energy, any type of anger. The heart energy will never put out anything that's negative. It's always love energy. So you want to always have heart energy. And the other energies from your mind, psychic attack energy, will cause problems. We have another question kind of similar here about can you do a psychic attack healing, please, okay? So we'll do this right now. This, again, is kind of based on heart energy. And here we go. Let's just start taking away these energies here. We'll just count to 10 and have them get released from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, that should help you out somewhat there. Okay, Sylvia, what's next?
Well, we did plants and oceans. How about a couple of different mountain energies, like maybe Mount Shasta, for example?
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy of Mount Shasta. In fact, we'll just bring in the energy of Telos. People have read books on Telos. So here we go. That's a great energy to come in. And here it comes. Here's Telos energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. There's the energy of Telo. So again, just sit back and kind of relax for about a half a minute here while you feel that nice energy flowing through you and around you.
Ron, maybe for people that might not know about Telos, Telos, maybe you could just explain about that just a little bit.
Telos is supposed to be an underground, just use the word city, where the Lemurians live, and that's in supposedly, you know, under Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is one of the, I guess, openings to Lemuria here. So this is the energy from that area. And there's I think, probably four different authors out there doing books on Telos. At least four that I know of, anyway. There we go.
Well, the energy definitely feels much different compared to the ocean energy, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Very different. So, Sylvia, what do you think we should do next here? Should we bring in one of the divine light beings into your heart center?
Well, I was just thinking about, yes, going along with our theme about seeing from the heart and what kinds of things block heart energy and what opens up the heart. And, of course, forgiveness energy definitely opens up your heart beautifully, so that would be wonderful if we could bring that in.
Okay, so if you have your computer on in front of you, your monitor screen, scroll down past the beautiful light beam. If you don't have your monitor on our site, just click on Creation Lightship Healing, and then scroll down. You can go on today's time if you like, Friday at 9 o'clock, and then scroll down past the beautiful light beam, and just keep going a little ways past a little bit of information, and right there is this beautiful logo. It's actually the insignia from the Creation Lightship. So we're going to bring in the energy from the Creation Lightship here, this beautiful love energy, and then we'll bring in the energy, you know, of forgiveness. So here we go. I'm going to activate it. Just kind of watch the photo. You might actually be able to put your hand, your palm chakra in front of it and feel the energy coming into your body. It comes strictly through the heart. Remember, the Creation Light Chip, which is what Jesus used, is strictly heart energy. Everything is heart-based energy. So this is being increased now in frequency. And if you look, you may start to see your monitor slowly change colors a little bit here. And you're going to see the logo actually kind of lift off the page here. This insignia now is coming forward on my monitor. I'm seeing the pink around it changing a little bit here. The white on it is actually starting to radiate the white light energy. And if you'd like, just kind of blink your eyes maybe every 3 or 4 seconds, and you can actually watch the colors change on it. And you can also maybe put your hand in front of your monitor, maybe a foot away, and move it, you know, across your monitor screen, and you can actually feel the presence that this is radiating into your room. And it's naturally connecting to your heart center. So this is the love energy from the Creation Light Chip. This is where you were created. There we go. I'll just put some music on for a couple minutes. You can enjoy this. Then we'll bring in the grace energy. And then we'll bring in the energy of forgiveness. bring in the grace energy from the creation light shift. And this energy is what you want to call upon, remember, from your heart when everything kind of goes to hell in a handbasket for you and you're having a lot of maybe suffering or don't know what to do in your life in despair. This energy will help you. Call in the grace energy. So here it comes. So we'll increase the energy now. It'll come through this beautiful logo. So stronger, 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 strong. Beautiful. There it is. So again, just kind of sit back and relax and allow this wonderful energy to flow through and around you. Is going to be the energy of forgiveness. So it'll start to come in right now as the grace energy leaves. So I'll just kind of watch here and it'll change frequencies in the next 15 seconds. People wanted to know what the light beings thought of us, how they saw us, do they judge us, you know, what do we say on the light ship. So basically the light beings don't have any judgment on our conditions. Remember, you're created in the light and you're perfect, whole, and complete with every experience that you have, whether it's positive or negative to whatever you're doing in your life. So they still see you in complete perfection in the moment. And so they don't judge you when you go to the light ship, you know, if you have a physical condition. They just know that you're there asking for help and assistance. And so this is what and how they are with us here, which is the way you're supposed to be yourself, living from your heart center. So they don't carry the densities that we do. So that's one of the questions that we had a while back here. Anything else, Sylvia, that we could talk about?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about what you mentioned earlier as far as the emotional clearing being the most important thing you can do and how that relates to the heart energy.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, the emotional clearing, you see, what's preventing you from going into your heart is your stuff, your baggage. And that also prevents your spirit from being fully into your body. And I kind of use the phrase, if you're not home, who is? And so basically, when you're not in your body, you're not in your heart, and at that point, you have the entities running your life, and they're not really here on a spiritual quest like you are. They're just here having fun with your body. And so when you have an emotional clearing, that takes away the densities of this lifetime that you're dealing with, so it can take away the trauma in your life. So what we're going to do is do a special healing here and just give you an example. I do this healing where we actually work with your fetus energy, and we'll show you what it's like to be in your body completely as a baby right now. And so we're going to go back to the time when you were first born, where you had your spirit in your body 100%. And what we're going to do now is have the light ship help us with this here. And just again, sit back and relax. And we're going to bring in this beautiful energy of who you are. And this is going back in time. And for right now, you have all the baggage accumulated from this lifetime. So this is what Jesus talked about. You must be like a child to go into the kingdom. You have to be pure, out of judgment. And this is... I'm going to show you what it feels like to be that way. So, and you're going to be full of heart energy. So I'll just count to 10 as this light ship does this for you. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So again, just sit back and relax, and you can feel your wonderful baby energy. Very, very precious, very loving, no traumas. A little while longer here. This is why we do the emotional clearings for people, to get rid of your stuff. It's very, very important. Until you can come into that presence of this energy, you're not going to know what it's like to really live in the now and to be with your spirit, because your spirit cannot and will not be able to come into your heart center completely and into your body for healing when you're full of judgment and full of your baggage from this lifetime. And your baggage is brought forth because your body wants to heal this. It knows where its energy blockages are. It's very, very conscious. So those come forward as far as issues that you're dealing with. So once you heal those issues, then you can live in the now and have your energy in your heart center and actually experience it. So until you can get rid of your baggage, you're not going to have that experience. You're going to be going around reliving, just like I say, going to a cinema. And, you know, seeing all these different movie titles, but it's the same plot with different characters. So this is the way your life will be throughout your life until you change. And emotional clearing is what we do to help people facilitate that. It's very, very important. Like I say, it's the most important healing I can do for anyone in their life, is this emotional clearing. And the clearings that I do is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago for the people that came to him and the ones that were interested in moving forward spiritually. And naturally, he had to buck a lot of the systems that they had then, because people were using a lot of mind control back then, too. You know, using their mind, worshiping idols, and doing things that separated them from their inner consciousness of their spirit, going outside of themselves. And we have that same problem today. So it's a must to be able to get cleared out so that you can walk and talk and be with your own spirit and get your guidance in your heart center. So I'll do just a quickie sampling here of the emotional healing that I do. We'll go back probably 3 years, 4 years in your life right now. So we're going to go from this moment in time, and this is also done by the divine life beings on the creation light ship. Normally when I work with somebody, there's at least 3 to 6 working with you. So here we go. We're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next to your back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year back, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. So if you take the time right now, the next half a minute, just look upon your life and go back about 3 years. This is not really a mental exercise, but you want to actually look at and see how your body feels. So ask your body how it feels in different situations that you may have had that caused you, stress, trauma, maybe it could be an abandonment issue. There's many issues that we deal with, heart issues, betrayal, maybe you lost some money, maybe you... had somebody get angry with you and hit you. There's many things that we go through, a car accident, bankruptcies. You know, I can go on from A to Z. But just pick a couple of those and look at it right now, and you're going to find that these energies are very, very distant to you. And some people, when I do this clearing, they look and they go, I just can't find it, which means that it's eliminated completely. You still have the thought of what happened to you, but most people relate their experiences with their emotions. And so they actually bring them up and they go, oh man, this is really, really harmful, and you know, I don't want to experience this anymore. But you run away from it and you don't heal it. And then naturally, it gets recycled again. And the next time it comes forth, because your body wants to heal it, it might be a much stronger incident in your life. So that happens to people. What I tell them, if you get like 3 or 4 things that happen within a week's time, boy, watch out. You know, this is happening through other people normally. Then it's on your doorstep. So then it's going to happen to you. So you want to be very careful. But the main thing is to get rid of your emotional baggage so you can be with spirit. This is what, like I said, Jesus taught when he was here, is to be able to get into the moment. And you can't do that when you're living in the past, because who you are is your past life, whether it's, 5 seconds ago or 20 or 30 years ago. That's what you're living, because your body's wanting to heal that. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Well, it's 10 o'clock, so are we ending or going to continue on?
We can go a little bit longer, so if you want to pull something out of the hat, Sylvia, go ahead.
Well,
what would you like to do? Anybody have any... I guess we'll wait 1 minute here, and we'll see who can type quick on the fast chat to see what they want to have done here, and we'll see if we can do something here. And if not, you can talk a little bit, Sylvia. We are doing now, just to continue, I guess. We have the 4-hour ascension, September 15th. It's Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's $60. We do water charging. You get 7 gallons of water charge, which will help you through your energetic healing. Has special light codes in it. We go to the light ship for 4 hours. It's a wonderful experience. I can't talk enough about it. I also have group conference call sessions. They're Mondays and Fridays. They're only $20 for an hour healing. Very, very reasonable. You know, massage practitioners charge between $2 to probably $5 an hour. So here you got an hour with the light beings. And if you're one of those very lucky ones, you're going to be able to see them on the light ship. And when you see them, believe me, your whole life changes. And I get people who first don't see anything, and especially men. Men are like 1% can actually see and feel, 99% can't. Women are about 50-50. But I've had men comment on emails to say, you know, I have never seen colors in my life. You know, I'm talking about men who are probably in their 60s, okay, and they say, man, going to the White Ship, I can now see colors. And some of my dreams are in color, and I can perceive energies coming into my body, and they're just completely blown away. So it's just really nice to experience these wonderful healings. And the more you go up, the more work they can do on you. So it's very, very beneficial. So go ahead, Sylvia.
Well, I guess I'll just put in a request. Since we experienced a couple of oceans and the Great Lakes, maybe we can do one more water tonight, which would be the Lourdes France water, the healing waters of St. Bernadette and Mother Mary.
Oh, how wonderful. Great. Glad you brought that one out. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to scroll up on your monitor screen to the beautiful light beam. So just scroll up a little ways here, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam in front of you. And we're going to energize her first with the energy of Mother Mary. This is her pure essence energy of her creation. This is all that I ever bring here to this planet, is the original pure essence energies. So this will be her, and she's known here as Mother Mary. So we're going to bring her into this beautiful light beam right now. You can watch the picture change, and the colors naturally will change. Her face will become a little more three-dimensional. And this will be her essence energy, her pure divine love energy coming out of this picture into your heart center and around you. There we go. She's coming in. How wonderful. Okay, now we're going to bring in the energy of St. Bernadette. Again, this is her original essence energy. So the story was, which you probably all know, that St. Bernadette was guided by visions of Mother Mary to have a healing, we'll say, center, so to speak, with water there, and the water appeared, and Mother Mary was there to bless the water, and people had these fantastic healings, and it's still here today. So here comes St. Bernadette, and these two beautiful energies will work with you right now through your heart center. We bring in a lot of these energies like we're doing now on our conference calls, too. There we go. And what we're going to do now is bring in the energy into your room again. This will be the energy of the water at Lourdes, France here. This will be the original divine energy from the creation light ship. So it'll be actually purer than what was here on this planet. It's going to come into your room again. So here we go. So I'll just use the word stronger. You may feel this wonderful energy around you. So here it comes. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's put some music on and just kind of sit back and enjoy this wonderful energy here. Thank you. How was that, Sylvia?
Very beautiful. Thank you. That's wonderful. I don't know if we have time. We've got a couple requests on the fast chat. I'll leave that up to you whether we have time for them tonight or we'll have to take them up tomorrow. One is for water charging with the Lord's energy, and the other is a sample of the mental clearing. So,
okay, maybe we'll do the mental clearing right now.
Okay.
So
we'll make a note to do some water charging then tomorrow.
Yeah, so come on the line tomorrow, you people, and we'll do the energy of Lourdes France in the water. So just get a glass of water tomorrow, 8 ounces, and get it ready. So here we go. We're going to do a mental clearing. And this is like defragmenting your home computer. So again, it's the same process. The light beings are working with you. There's nothing for you to do but just be there. And it's not like earth-based healings. These are the divine light beings that created you. You're on the light ship, and they're actually doing these healings for you. So here we go. Mental clearing from this point in time back to your last birthday. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And another year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, and again, you might just kind of check out how your thoughts are. Most people feel that their mind chatter lessens and that they can actually think a little quicker. They're not bogged down mentally as much. They have a little sharper thought processes, quicker brain functioning. So just kind of think on how your mind is working right now. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, it's very calm, like you said. There's not so much noise going on up there afterwards.
Yeah, a lot of inner peace in your head.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess we'll probably start to maybe call it quits tonight, I guess, unless you have something else that you want to do. I can do one more presentation of energies if you'd like.
Oh, you mean bringing in one more divine energy?
Yeah, we can do one more. Yeah, we'll do one more, then we'll sign off in about 5 minutes after that. So
maybe bringing in the energy of peace for everyone for the end of their work week would be a wonderful way to wrap up.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So if you wish to go back to the Creation Lightship insignia, it'll have peace being transmitted to it here, or through it to you. So remember, this is all heart-based energy. So here comes this wonderful peace energy. And it'll come through this Creation Lightship insignia, connecting to your heart center. There we go. And just kind of take a deep breath and release your energies out of you. Wonderful. Okay, so I'll just put some music on here as you have this wonderful experience here. switch for this evening. I'll just do one more healing for those who may need a healing for their feeling body. So your feeling body is kind of like your emotional body, but it's slightly different. The emotional body is the body that you use to kind of sense a situation that you're involved in. And the feeling is actually how you're hanging on to the energy. So I give the illustration like you're going to put your finger into the flame on the stove, and that's your emotions when your arm jerks back. Now, the feeling body is, you know, that was your experience. So you go, oh, yeah, it's, you know, I don't like doing. And the feeling body is, man, I got a blister, this really hurts, you know, and you go on and on and on because this is where you live in your feelings. So that they're both similar, but they're completely different. And so we're going to do a feeling body. A lot of women live in their feelings. So here we go. So sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So you may feel a little more relief from maybe anxieties or hurts or whatever that you're dealing with here, because you may live in your feeling body more than you do in the emotions. So anyway, we'll be signing off tonight. So we'll just say blessings to all of you. We'll have a program tomorrow night at the same time, so I'll just say blessings to all, and I hope you can all come on my conference calls that I have, and they're Mondays and Fridays for $20 for an hour, very, very affordable for everyone. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. It's been wonderful being with you, and keep heart-centered, keep your eyes on your heart and seeing through the eyes of your heart. Until tomorrow. Much love. Good night.
Good night.